a science in space. This is a science experiment from Back to the Future 3 soundtrack. Time travels here with you till 7 p.m.
WMFO Medford.
I don't have all the answers, but I have a lot of them.
Most of them. And some very important ones, people. You need to listen.
I have lived a pretty full life for 42, I think. That's a celebration in itself.
Chris Earle is here with guest. Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
I don't even like to pee with the door open. You know, if I've lived with people, I always close the door. And I usually lock it.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand. Whether we have kids or pets or neither. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles. Let's come start again.
We played Monopoly first, and that game got over surprisingly quickly, and I don't remember why.
Because I was cheating.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself.
Let's come start again.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Mass. Time travel with Chris Earle's here with you till 7 p.m.
I want love, but it's impossible. A man like me, so irresponsible. A man like me. Dead in places, other men feel liberated.
For God's sake, strap yourselves down! For God's sake, strap yourselves down! For God's sake, strap yourselves down!
You've been a good, kind, and loyal friend to me, and you made a real difference in my life.
We're up to our long-distance dedication.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught.
Account on June 23rd, 1973.
Look, listen to this. Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough,
just
Remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
You're listening to Time Travel here with you till 7 p.m.
Now here we go, dropping science, dropping it all over. Like bumping around the town, like when you're driving a Range Rover.
Expanding
the horizon, expanding the parameters.
Expanding the rhymes of soccer, MC, amateur.
Inaugural
Isaac Newton,
a scientific
easy.
A Ben Franklin with a kite, a get Nova with the key.
Now rock, shock in the mic of the many times. Spell all of the old fables.
'Cause I've been dropping the new science,
and I've been kicking the new knowledge. And I see to a degree that you can't get in college.
Now the dregs
of the earth
and the eggs that I eat, I got
pegs through my
hands,
airborne through my
feet.
Shade,
stadium, the radium,
E and D square,
kick out of the palladium. Should I think that I can't? It's the sound of science.
Dance floor.
I'm gonna die one day, 'cause I'm going and going and going this way.
Not like a roach or a pizza toad.
I'm going out first class and going.
sense in me, like, well, who in the know? I know, I want to go, let's go, what I live on my, and that's stick me broke, I got science, for any occasion,
postulating dudes, formulating equations,
well, teach Rizzy, it's no blizzard, eat a chicken, kiss it with a girl named Lizzie,
dropping science like Galileo, drop the orange.
It's all science till 7 p.m.
Chess.
Welcome to Time Travel. My name is Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO Medford. All science until 7 p.m.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills. Put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown. Engines on. Check ignition. And may God's love be with you.
Lift off.
liftoff.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule, if you dare. This is Major Tom, ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting
take it and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little dip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
It's the 88.
The Oldsmobile 88.
With the famous rocket engine, new hydromatic drive, and futuristic styling. Thrill to the power of the rocket engine, the smoothness of Oldsmobile's new hydromatic, the smartness of futuristic design. Why don't you drive the 88 at your Oldsmobile dealers?
Yeah.
You stand on a distant planet, skyline of red plateaus, strange air and vegetation. You're a winner. Welcome to the Space Olympics, the year 3022. Take part in a grand tradition. Your name echoes in the halls of the universe. We don't cover incidentals, so keep your ass out the mini bar. You're the best in the world. Brace yourself, cause there's no gravity. You're in the motherfucking Olympics. Yeah. Let it be known by every nation, you'll only get one meal a day. There was a bit of a budget snafu, and food funding is insufficient. We can't really enforce a curfew, as there is no light or sound. Just one of the many problems with hosting a sporting event in space.
Attention all athletes, there are minor scheduling adjustments.
Space Disc is totally cancelled. Space Swords is totally cancelled. Space Luge is also cancelled. And all other events are pending. Welcome to your Space Olympics. All the oxygen has run out, and someone who will not be named accidentally hit self-destruct. As you file to your escape pods, I'll distract the alien hordes. And as I stare death in the face, I know my sins will take me to hell. You do it for the love, my love. And there ain't no woman that can take yours.
Dark and you want to see, you need a
electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get a
electricity.
Every room can now be lit with just a
electricity.
Where do you think it all comes from? This powerful
electricity.
Through high wires to here it comes. They're bringing the
electricity.
Every building must be wired to use it.
Electricity.
Power plants most all use fire to make it.
Electricity.
Burning fuel and using steam they generate.
Electricity.
Turn that generator by any means you're making up.
Electricity.
A generator is a machine that contains a powerful magnet that creates a magnetic field. When wires are rotated rapidly through this field, then a current of electricity is produced. Now, if we only had a superhero who could stand here and turn the generator real fast, then we wouldn't need to burn so much fuel to make
electricity.
Benjamin Franklin flying his kite was searching for
electricity.
He knew that it had something to do with light, and it's all
electricity.
Rubbing a comb with wool or fur will give you a charge of static
electricity.
Stroking a cat to make it purr, you're building up static
electricity.
Electricity at rest is called static electricity. Like in the winter, wearing a heavy coat, you get a shock off the doorknob, or you scrape across the carpet and sneak up on your very best friend and zap him on the ear with a shock of
electricity.
Current flowing
going to and fro, makes a circuit of
electricity, electricity.
Voltage is the pressure that makes it go, it's pushing up
electricity, electricity.
Watts will tell you just how much you'll be using up
electricity, electricity.
Powerful stuff, so watch that plug, it's potent
electricity.
I wrote a science fiction film, which I'll tell you about. It's 4:10 in the afternoon, and everybody in the world mysteriously falls asleep. Just like that, they're driving cars, whatever they're doing, bang, they go to sleep, the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans, and the whole world sleeps for exactly 1 hour till 4:10. And they wake up at 4:10, and mysteriously, upon awakening, everybody in the world finds himself in the pants business. Stay with us, because it's brilliant. Everybody's making coughs and flies and cutting velvet, you know. And a spaceship lands from another planet, and men get out with jackets and shirts and black socks. No trousers at all. And they say, are the pants ready? We say no. Could you come back Thursday? They say they must have them because they're going to a wedding. And we work diligently and make pants constantly. And they come to get them, and when they come and pick them up, they leave us with socks, handkerchiefs, pillowcases, and soiled linen. They say, do it. And the President of the United States goes on television and says that an alien superpower from out of space with superior intelligence is bringing us their laundry. And they're foiled because they travel 117 million light years to pick it up, and they forget their ticket.
Don't think sorry's easily said.
Happy birthday, dear Smokey.
Happy birthday, Smokey Bear. The great outdoors and everyone in it thanks you for 70 years of wildfire prevention. For safety tips, visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Discovered that
Listening to Time Travel with Chris Searle, only on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. I'm here with you every Wednesday night from 5 until 7 p.m. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. 855-915-9636. WMFO is here in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening.
Jimmy, he's a running game. Out of here, he's doing okay. Got to put a little WMFO Medford.